Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're listening to The Morning Mayhem. My name is Chad Thomas. Very important time of the year for school leavers as well as for those that are going into matric. It's that time of year where children have either decided whether or not to study, go on a gap year. But more importantly, it's also a time to have a little bit of introspection and to see whether the job choice and the future career is in fact the right career. And in South Africa, with a high unemployment rate, should students be considering what other career and job opportunities are available and in demand? Helping to make sense of this is Dr. Anthea Cerecito. She is the CEO of the Governing Body Foundation. A very good morning to you, Dr. Cerecito.
Good morning to you and the listeners. Yes, this is a topic that's been on our dinner table conversation list as well. I have a granddaughter going into matric and another one entering high school. So it is a topic that I think families need to talk about.
So strangely enough, in my industry, when I'm not on radio, my primary job is that of forensic investigations in the financial crime sector. What we've seen over the last 2 to 3 years is a need, a demand for students studying and then holding qualifications, normally occupational certificates or qualifications in regards to some form of financial crime investigation or anti-money laundering, be it with one of the recognized institutes like the ICFP or the ACFE. And there's been a growth spurt for obvious reasons in South Africa for a need for these independent type investigators. And we're seeing a huge rise in law firms and audit firms offering a forensic division. So that is something that I would like to put out there. But what else would you like to put out there in respect of what students should be looking at? Obviously, the digital age has offered so many opportunities, and we're going into this fourth industrial revolution that our president is pushing. Where do you think our students should be looking?
Well, from what I've heard people speak and, you know, the business commentators, the jobs are there, but the people with the skills are not there. And key is to try to find out, well, what skills actually are wanted. Now, you've spoken about a very small sector of a sort of employment opportunity. It's very specialized. But to get to that point, the person would have had to have some primary qualification. And I think that's what I would really like to emphasize for a general audience, that these conversations need to start very early on with children and with parents and bringing up their children. Because obviously you're going to spend some years working at whatever this is, and some people will change jobs and change directions. That I believe is happening more and more as people veer out into little specialist branches. But we need to look at personality and interests. But the teachable things like basic skills, they need to be worked on, because what I've heard is that people don't get the opportunities to show what they can do because some of their basic skills are missing, such as communication and the ability to project oneself and the ability to sell ideas and to communicate those things to people. The ability to keep learning. So you have these specialist certificates that are on offer, but the person must be willing to say, okay, I'm not there yet. I've got to go and study something further. So this ability to learn and willingness to keep learning is really important. I think what I would like to just add here is that the problem in our country is the cost of all of this, that so many people do not get access to useful things because they cost, the entry costs. So the thinking and the initiative, the global value of what they're thinking about is also important. And then in South Africa, we've got to look at some racial barriers, which careers have certain race groups overrepresented, and therefore that's why these special niche opportunities are important. And, you know, if you talk about AI depends on some basic understanding and knowledge of something. Let's take engineering. You need some basic engineering in order to take AI further and to lift AI to be actually a marketable product and service. So This is a 12-year-long journey. It's not one that starts in grade 12. It starts much earlier than that.
Very, very true. And with that, I'd like to thank you for joining us this morning, Dr. Cerecito. And let's hope that more job opportunities are opened and that we can see far more employability in the not too distant future.
Yes, we do need to get the facts. What's needed at different, you know, you might project 10 years into the future before a young child would be ready to start selecting. So we do need some projections on what is going to be necessary. Some things are never going to go out. They're just going to be refined perhaps by AI.
Very, very true. Thank you so much for joining us and a happy new year to you, Doctor.
And to you too. Thank you.